Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, August 15th, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Thanks for tuning in, and happy Monday to you. I hope you are doing well on this day. I'll tell you, though, with so many unfortunate events happening all around us, it can truly be unsettling trying to wrap your head around all of it, and I know you agree with that, all the floods and fires and frantic and unusual behaviors and happenings, it can feel pretty heavy on the heart. I know I feel it. But I just keep praying and trying to bring my itty-bitty contribution of positivity to the world. That's what we have to do. Be concerned and be prayerful and be solution-minded and be action-oriented and make sure we're part of the positive progress and not in any kind of way creating havoc or regression. And you know what? I've learned in life sometimes that's just by simply minding your own business or, you know, on another level, making it your business to make a quality difference somehow. And we know that it can be done. It might take a little bit, but it can happen. It may take some time and effort, but you know what? One of my favorite sayings is, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? So everybody do their part and just be surprised at how things can happen all around you. Well, my guest today definitely is doing that in the space that she's been graced with. Yeah, she's rocking it in her world. She is LaTonya Spencer, and she's the new national director for the Miss Black America Co-Ed Pageant, and she is aiming to add some positivity, enhance some, and change the lives of girls and women in our African-American colleges and communities, and she is really on top of her game. She knows what it means to have real beauty inside and out and what it means to walk in your own sense of royalty. Yes, she's doing her thing, and she's giving some of it back to others. Isn't that right, LaTonya?
Yes, it is, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, welcome to the show. Oh, you are so welcome. Welcome to this stage, and as I said, my place in the world where I like to share some real positivity with others, and I like what you're doing, and definitely I like when we're doing things that really make a difference in the lives of other people, so that's just wonderful. Well, I want to just come out of the gates and talk to you a little bit about your new endeavor. It's always exciting when you're taking on something new. How are you doing?
I'm doing great with that, and thank you for asking that question. And what I really love about the direction that God has taken me in is because having over 20 years of experience in the beauty industry, which is an industry that I so love, has really prepared me for my new journey, and that's the journey in the pageant industry. And growing up, Silver Ray, as a kid, I've always been a huge fan of Miss USA, Miss America, and Miss Universe, and to be given this platform, this opportunity by the founder, Candace Cooper, I am so honored and blessed to be the new national director for Miss Black America Co-Ed.
Well, congratulations. I'm excited for you, too. I know that you have some industry background that is very helpful, I'm sure, in so many ways. You are a beauty industry professional, and you've worked for several very well-known companies. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and that?
Yes, thank you. And like I was saying earlier, God has really blessed me to be a part of the beauty industry for over 20 years, having the experience with large brand names such as Estee Lauder Cosmetics. They blessed me with an opportunity to be their business manager, where I was able to grow their individual stores in different locations. And from there, a door of opportunity was given to me by one of our favorites, Johnson Publishing Company, their cosmetic division, Fashion Fair Cosmetics. Having that leadership and having that background in that account management capacity has really, really, really prepared me for where God is getting ready to take me with Miss Black America Co-Ed.
So all of this pageant stuff is right up your runway, huh?
Yes, it really is. Speaking of runway, I also work a lot with helping to organize fashion shows. So, yes, all of this, the beauty, the fashion, that's just something that I love, absolutely.
And you know what's so wonderful about that industry in itself? It never goes flat. You know, the beauty industry is always evolving and stretching and expanding and coming up with new things for all of us, and they know they have a captive audience in us too, so you're in the right place, I would say. Well, let's talk about your pageant. Why don't you give us some background history on that and, you know, where things are currently for you. I know you're setting your tone and you're building your foundation currently, but give us a little bit of the history.
Sure. Miss Black America Co-Ed is produced by Black All-American Pageant System Incorporated, which is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. Miss Black America Co-Ed was actually created in 2013, so it's still a rather young pageant, so to speak. However, it has a rich history, over 16 years of experience total with Black All-American Pageant System. And one of the things that I love the most about Miss Black America Co-Ed is a lot of people say, well, talk about that co-ed. Is this a king and queen pageant? No, it's not a king pageant, though we love king pageants, but this is not a king pageant. The co-ed is really it's a co-educational tradition where we focus on beauty and intellect of college-educated women, young women, and young girls.
Okay, well, that sounds really good. Can you tell us a little bit about the various aspects of the pageant itself? What's the competition look like? What can a participant expect to have to do?
Yes, thank you for that. Miss Black America Co-Ed, we focus on three pillars. We focus on leadership, which is through our National Charm School, where we have the campus queens and contestants committed to going into the community and having charm schools with school-age girls, working within their community, teaching the young girls about confidence, self-esteem, having fun workshops that talk about makeup and skincare application, talking about poise and grace. Then also we talk about education, where we partner with HBCUs and non-HBCU college campuses to have college tours for the young teenagers that's in high school, middle school, and those that are in elementary. And then my favorite, which is the community service, that's a huge area for us. And as in my opinion, that's the most important one because you're giving back to the community. And at this time, Miss Black America Co-Ed, we're working directly with Genesis Women's Shelter, which is our platform, domestic violence, and we're also working with North Texas Food Bank, which speak to hunger. So a lot of the contestants that would like to be a part of Miss Black America Co-Ed, we really want you to understand we focus on three areas: leadership, education, and community service.
Well, it sure sounds like an exciting opportunity for anybody who would want to participate, and those areas of development are just exciting and certainly worthy for every every participant. Listen, there are some calls on the board. I'm just going to check. Sometimes they're just listening, and other times they may have a question for you. But before I move along, I'm going to check with them to see, and then if they don't have questions, if they're just listening, we're going to move on to my next line of questioning, okay?
Okay.
Hi, this is Foxology. Do you have a question for us? Hi, this is Foxology. Do you have a question for us? Hi, this is Foxology. Do you have a question for us? Okay, well, we just got listeners there, which is really great. Thank you all for being online with us today. We appreciate your tuning in. And why don't you hit your social media up real fast and let them know we're on the air as well. All right, let's go back to you, LaTanya. Why should a girl participate in this? What's the great benefit of this experience from your standpoint?
Oh, the benefit of participating with Miss Black America Co-Ed is, A, we focus on leadership. We have partnered with several different companies that we will bring out into our workshops that will host, that will facilitate different types of programs. We talk about the education piece. We talk about the importance of education. We iterate that. We reinforce it by sending the young girls to college tours, whether local colleges or universities, HBCUs or non-HBCUs. And then again, a large platform is the community service, understanding your true purpose. Why are you here? It's not always about taking, but it's always about giving back. So understanding what is your cause, what is something that you're so passionate about, and that becomes your platform, that becomes something that you want to focus on and make a difference. And that being the case, for me, domestic violence. For me, it's hunger. For me, it's breast cancer awareness. So those are different things that we bring to the table so that the young girls can feel like they have a voice, and if they have something that they're passionate about, they can seek that through a cause. And then we help equip them by understanding where they need to go to connect with that organization, to be available, to be a part of whatever they're doing in the community. Not only that, we know we give to the winners the traditional scholarships, the traditional crowns, the traditional badges, but the biggest takeaway is understanding your purpose. Why am I here? It's not just about the beauty, but it's the beauty within. When you're reaching out to the people, what are they really seeing? What are they really hearing? Why do I want to be in the pageant? In our pageant, we open it up. We have five divisions. We have the Miss division. We have the Plus division. We have the Teen division, preteen, and then the Little Princess division. Our pageant is set for first-timers, experienced pageant contestants. It's open for everyone that would love to be a part of us.
That's exciting, too. Something for every woman. That's just great. Well, you know what I would like to know? You've chosen some very important areas for community service, and I'd like to just take a couple minutes to talk about some of those. You mentioned domestic abuse. You mentioned the hunger issue. You mentioned breast cancer research. I'd like to know and like to have you elaborate just a little bit on each of those. I know something that a lot of people may not realize that goes on in a lot of public school systems, and I actually do work in a public school system on a part-time basis, and so it's a hard reality to know that some kids are literally hungry during the day. It's very, very heartbreaking, as a matter of fact. Even this year, experienced a student who was actually kind of doubled over on his desk, a young man, and I asked him what was wrong, and he said that he was hungry and that he had not eaten. And I asked him, did you let them know in the office, you know, that you need to be a part of the program that offers the meals? And sometimes they're so very ashamed, And he and his sister both were experiencing that. And I've seen even smaller children I've had to address the issue. This was a high school student. And so I think it's an important thing for people to understand that sometimes we can be in the backdrop looking at things and not really know the deeper things that are going on. I didn't ask him why he hadn't eaten or any of those things, but the fact that they come to school hungry needs to be addressed. It's a very important cause, and it's something I feel there are many, many companies and people like you who can make a significant contribution to make sure that kids are eating all day long. One of the suggestions I made was for some, because others would be eating junk food, don't close the cafeteria at all during the day. Let them come as often as they need to get what they need to eat until, you know, a time where school is about to shut down for the day, because that may be their healthiest time that they're going to have an opportunity, that may be the only time that they're going to have a healthy opportunity to get good nutrition. So why did you pick that area and the other two? Is there some personal story that goes along with any of that for you?
No, actually, no. I just have passion for people. And when I decided to accept the position as the national director, I was thinking, I was like, God, what am I really, really passionate about? What really moves me? And what really moved me is exactly what you said. People are walking around us hungry or in need, and we don't even know it, whether they're older or little kids. They're not going to tell us I'm hungry. And so that breaks my heart to know that someone can walk around in need and no one is even reaching. I'm not going to say no one. I'm not saying it that way. But I'm saying that to just know that that exists, and you can be right next to them. You can be in a conversation with them and really don't understand that they're in need of something. That being said, hunger was one of mine. Hunger was something that I wanted to reach out to. So I reached out to North Texas Food Bank, and they were so excited to be a partner in this effort to help resolve the hunger that's going on. And then so not only that, they also asked me if I would be interested in becoming their social media ambassador. And I was like, yes, Ms. Black America, I would be very interested in being a part of that platform, so that we can help get the word out to social media. For an example, they're running a campaign that actually ends today, whereas if someone was to donate, I think it was just a dollar, whatever it was that they were talking about, then they would match that. And so that was a program that they have going on until the end of today. It's just to get the word out there. So we're putting information out there for social media. And what really moved me with domestic violence is exactly like what you said. With the teenagers, especially domestic violence amongst the teens, that is so real. And a lot of times it's happening because it's been observed at home. It's happening because in college, you know, these things are taking place, but no one is saying anything. No one is taking a stand. I wanted to take a stand on that. I wanted to partner up with a domestic violence organization, and I wanted to help bring awareness to something that a lot of people really don't want to talk about. We know it's happening, mm-hmm. but we really don't want to get involved. We know it's happening, but every time I go to them, they're still going to do the same thing. So all of those reasons is why I wanted to pick domestic violence, because just because we know if we say something, they're going to still keep doing it, you still should talk about it. You still should bring it to the forefront, because it needs to stop, not because all of a sudden everybody's talking about it with the NFL. No, because it's real. It's happening. Mm-hmm. And then these kids, they're learning that behavior. Therefore, the young boys are growing up into becoming abusive men, and the young girls are growing up into becoming victims to abuse. So we need to stop it, and those are the reasons why I picked domestic violence and the hunger.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, like so many others, that breast cancer research is hitting so many lives in one way or another. That's, you know, that goes without saying why that's an important issue and cause. It affected my family, too, in recent times. Well, it sounds like you are building an incredible foundation for your business and for your pageant, I know that that also means, LaTanya, that you are going to need to build your team. What are you looking for at this point as far as people who can connect with you, collaborate with you, and people who can volunteer with you?
Perfect. Well, first, I would love to give out my email address as well as the web address so that they can reach out to me personally. If it's okay, the web address is HTTPS, and then it's MissBlackAmericaCoEd.org, and that's M-I-S-S, BlackAmericaCoEd.org. My email address, LS@MissBlackAmericaCoEd.org. I'm looking for volunteers that's passionate, that's committed to dedicate their time and their service and their talent to help make a difference in their cities. So I'm open to having directors in different states. I'm open to have volunteers that are committed and consistently assisting us in various cities. So if they can reach out to me via the information I provided, my email address, again, is ls@missblackamericacoed.org. You can learn more about Miss Black America by Miss Black America Coed by visiting our website at www.missblackamericacoed.org.
Have you outlined any of the volunteer responsibilities at this time? Is there anything that you can share that might pique the interest of anybody who's listening that would let them know what you're what you'd want them to do?
Yes, I'm looking for a national recruiter, someone that can help recruit potential delegate contestants for our pageant. I'm looking for someone that could help with sponsorships, that has knowledge in reaching out to different sponsors. Those are the top two key areas that we are definitely in need of, that know how to do that, and then a recruiter, one that is skilled in recruiting qualified contestants.
Well, I would like to ask you, too, I'm sure you're not going to have a lot of problems recruiting people yourself, because something this exciting, I think, just automatically stimulates passion in other people who have always wanted to be a part of something bigger and something this special. So I'm sure you're going to have a really good response to that. What I'd like to know, and you've shared some of it, but I often ask people when I'm talking to them, and we're getting toward the point we're going to be wrapping in just a few minutes, but I like to know, and I hear the passion, but I like to share with other people who have ideas or who are motivated to do something, haven't quite stepped out yet, to share some of the guiding principles that you wake up with in the morning that get you moving, that make you want to take on something this big and make it happen. You know, so many people have dreams, LaTanya, and they you know, look at something, I mean, this is big, and they think, boy, I wish I could do something like that. Not what you're doing exactly, but something, and it seems big. But what is it that makes you want to get up in the morning and take the bull by the horns, or, you know, take the reins of something this big? What are some of the guiding principles for you that make you know you're unstoppable and that you can make this happen?
Thank you for that question. First is passion. Second is understanding your purpose. What is it that you love to do? What is it that you're passionate about? What are you willing to give the most of you for, even though you're not getting a financial return right away? What is it that your heart desires? Those are the things that I think about. Those are the things that help motivate me. So then I began to outline it. I look at each, what do I contribute to that? What type of experience do I have for this? What type of experience can I bring from my previous job to this? And then I outline it, and then I look at it, and I share some of it with some close friends and family that would give constructive, positive feedback. And then I research. I'm all about research. I like to know who else is doing this. I'm all about collaboration. I understand one person can't do everything. So I reach out to other people. I join forces with other people. I hang out with people that are smarter than me. I do things like that. I'm very transparent. I think you need to be upfront and open. You need to first know who you are. And I look at all of those things, and that, and then that is what makes you who you are, not Miss Black America Co-Ed. That's not making me who I am. It's who am I before I even become the national director. So you first have to know who you are, what's your purpose, what's your passion, who's guiding you, where are you getting your information from. And then you're going to have the naysayers. You're going to have those that's going to come up against you. You're going to have those that's going to shoot your dream down. But guess what? You need to know that you could be in a pruning season. Get rid of those people. Hang out with those that are positive people, that's going to deposit positive things inside of you, that's going to help motivate and encourage you. Those are the things that I would say. First, know who you are. I say,
well,
know
I think
your
that is wonderful. I love what you just said, and I think once a person can get through the job of all of those details, it equals I can do it, and you certainly are doing that. And I just commend you on having the desire to make such a big difference in the lives of people, and congratulate you and wish you all of the best of success with what you're doing. It sounds like you are really a great visionary, and visionaries do make things happen. So thank you for being on the show today. Quickly give out your web address again and your email, and let people know how to reach you.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. Miss Black America Co-Ed web address, again, it's https missblackamericacoed.org. My email address, ls@missblackamericacoed.org.
All right. Well, there you have it. A great person doing great things, and she's found her purpose and her passion, and she's making things happen. And I know there have got to be many of you who are interested in getting on board with that. So I hope you'll take advantage of that information. I want to thank you for taking the time to tune in, and I hope that you will share this information and the information about Foxology today with your social media platforms, because as I told you in the beginning, I'm always trying to bring a little bit of positivity into your world. You can count on that. So let people know I'm here most Mondays, and when I'm not doing a live show, I'm going to put up what I call a repeat for you, and that'll be something else that you can listen for and learn from. So I am going to bid you a wonderful day. Make the rest of your day the best of your day. Be good, be blessed, and be awesome. Talk to you next time.